Good evening, it's your friend Dan in Little Saigon, and it's the Little Saigon Report for July the 7th, 2019. And if it sounds like I'm a little bit worn out or haggard from something or someplace, I actually went out of town this weekend, saw some friends and family, spent some time at a lake. And it was kind of fun. And I did my best to sort of stay positive. These days it's hard for me. I wish I could tell you it wasn't, and I wish I could tell you that it would be better if we all just, you know, listen to that one song, you know, be happy. I don't even know who the artist is. I often block that guy from memory. Oh, the happy song. Happy, be happy, be happy. What is that be happy fucking stupid song? Happy by Pharrell Williams. Pharrell. I guess happy and Pharrell just kind of made me go, okay, be happy by Pharrell. Be happy. Be happy. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Yeah, so I'm not going to go into a deconstructive expose of Pharrell Williams' Be Happy. It seems like really stupid, trite propaganda to me, but yeah, I'm not there today. I'm not in a bad mood. It's just it was a good weekend. It was exhausting. I didn't stay all negative. I tried to have fun, drank some beer, did a few other things, stayed out of trouble, and I even went to church. You know? I don't want to get into Independence Day because I've discussed this subject before. If you're not clear on this, I'll make it crystal clear. I'm an anarchist. I believed in the small government Republican libertarian theory a long time ago. I basically hit my own brick wall with minarchism during the election of 2016 when Gary Johnson declared that some particular baker should bake some particular cake, and it just seemed like that kind of bullshit tyranny, even when it comes to things people shouldn't eat, which is lots of fucking dense carbs, but still, that's some tyrannical bullshit to bake the fucking cake. So, when I think about Independence Day, I think about the fact that for a long time I thought we were a free country, to the point that at one point in my life I even volunteered to serve in the, you know, to defend the country, thinking it was a free country. It's really not. It is an empire. It was an empire when I was born. It became, I think, a more egregious and violent and destructive empire during my lifetime. And now we're at the stage of watching the empire decay. And the only question is it going to go out gracefully into that good night, kind of like the Soviet Union, leaving behind some possibility that Americans and the rest of the world could have a future? Or is it going to do what other empires often do throughout history, go out swinging and crazy like a mad, insane, magical 10 trillion ton crocodile, with nuclear weapons and just declare to the world that, you know, if I can't have it, nobody gets it. And that is the scenario I fear. If you want to know the scenario that Uncle Dan sometimes fears, the scenario I truly fear is the one where madness overtakes America and we decide that because we can't rule the world, no one gets the world, and we basically start World War III. Now, before you say, that's crazy, Dan, keep in mind, we are still acting very belligerently around the world. We have bases around the world, forces around the world. We act like a dick everywhere. So to say that there isn't the possibility is to pretend that you live in Pharrell Williams' little happy zone of happy, just block out the not happy, and just don't worry. Most of you are like rafters on a raft. You're on a raft, you're in class 5 rapids, but you're wearing a virtual reality helmet that's telling you that you're in some bar just drinking a nice, cool beer. You're really on a class 5 raft. You can feel it. You can feel your body being thrown about, but your little virtual reality helmet tells you everything's fucking okay. So I'm not really sure that this is going to get through to most of you or all of you. What I would suggest is that if CNN tells you there's nothing to worry about, there's a couple of possibilities. One is there's something to worry about, and two, that CNN is just more propaganda bullshit, and three, you may not have a good source of information. So yeah, I had an okay weekend. It was fine. I can't say I'm in an optimal place to do a podcast. I was thinking about, the organ and whether or not I was going to pull it out, and it was like, it really depends. When I look outside the window right now, I've got this tree outside the window. I think it's a maple. Pretty certain it's a maple tree. But it's got this nasty, nasty white gunk covering the leaves, and it's just really gross. And it looks like the leaves are getting ready to start to fall. And it's one of those things where it's like, it looks even unhealthier this year than last year. And last year, it looked a little bad, but this year it looks terrible. I don't think it means anything, but it's just kind of weird. I had some uncomfortable conversations this weekend. I was talking to a friend of mine about the salmon runs. They would go with their brothers, their family, and they would go salmon fishing every summer and fall. And the last few years, the salmon have just been terrible. There's just been none. And I don't know if you're keeping up with this, but there is reason to believe that the orca population in the Puget Sound is probably on its last legs. That may or may not be true. That's kind of that rumor that goes around. But it does seem like the Puget Sound's systems, biological system, the ecosystem of the Puget Sound, it does seem like it's crashing. It very well could be crashing. And again, people will tell you this is normal, or there's nothing to worry about, or it's no big deal. I don't think it's normal. I don't think it's no big deal. It's weird when the weather changes by 20 or 30 degrees in just an hour or so. It's weird when it's cloudy out and it's in the 60s and immediately the clouds open and it's pushing towards 90 and it feels like your skin is burning. That's strange. That's weird. It's weird that when I was a kid, the ratings for like sunburn protection were in the 30s, and that was considered crazy. Who needs that much of, who needs 30 SPF? Well, now it's like 100 SPF. And I'm not even sure that's the highest level, but I'm sure that's normal just because we're better. We're better than we were back then, so this is just more normal. It just seemed weird to me. So I don't know what to tell you, folks. I have had a couple of listeners in the last few weeks kind of light me up. And they're okay people. I don't want to totally burn them as people. I'm not going to dox them. That's not even the point of this exercise. But I'm going to call them denial, anger, and bargaining. And denial has been telling me that he thinks that there are demons talking to me, and I've already told him about Beans, and we all know Beans is a fuck. And he's convinced that, yeah, I'm being infiltrated by demons, and if I only blocked out the demons, I would see the happy sun rays, and everything would be fine. And that's denial. And then anger hates the fact that I hate my job, and that I'm not okay with being a slave, and I should just be happy eating my glumpus grease, and don't worry about the fact that there is an extraordinarily huge difference between life at Willy Wonka's and life in Little Saigon, which is to say that it's like passing from salt water to fresh water. And that difference is also kind of, grotesque is the word I would use. So anger doesn't like the fact that I don't like Willy Wonka's and I think it's bullshit and that I'm not a happy slave. And then there's bargaining. And bargaining wants to tell me that there's some new media thing, some technology, something we could do with computers and the internet to fix everything. And folks, I don't give a fuck what you believe. I really don't. I mean, what you believe is your own fucking business. But I will say this, if you believe there's a technology in the immediate future that's going to save us from the current situation, then I do believe you're an extremely optimistic person. I don't think it will. I think that the technology would probably be used by the tyranny if such a technology existed. It would be used, it would be co-opted. But the idea that we have technology that we can use today that's going to free us, well, folks, you already know I think crypto is a big giant psyop. So, no, there's no technology freeing us. The best we can hope for as slaves at this point, in many ways, is that when the crocodile dies, and you all know when I say crocodile, you can think government or the government nexus. When the crocodile dies, just don't be underneath it. Don't be near it. Hope that it doesn't go crazy. I don't give a fuck if you're in a state of denial. If you want to pretend that there are demons convincing us that things are shitty, that's fine. But when I have a hardcore conversation with someone I love about whether or not people they love can go fishing for salmon for a couple years in a row and there aren't any, please take your fucking bullshit about demons and flush it down the fucking toilet. That is the kind of thing that is real. And guess what? We're not the only people in the Puget Sound area, or rather, in the Pacific Northwest, having these kinds of conversations. There are lots of people talking about the crash of life in our waters and what the fuck's going on out there. And so, whatever the reason is, and it could be many reasons, most likely, they're all human-caused reasons. Whatever the reason is, yeah, people are talking about it in secret, but in public, it is basically de classe A. In public, you're supposed to pretend that we're in happy, shiny technotopia, and people of the Seattle area do no wrong, ergo, our good democratic government does no wrong. It's a load of bullshit, but people want to live in it. Anywho, I feel like switching topics here. So I was thinking about the climate change issue and this earthquake in Alaska. And again, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this one, but I was wondering, what if we introduced enough heating into the Earth's system that it did distort the way in which essentially mass was being distributed? I mean, essentially, ice basically melting, water moving about, is basically changing mass distribution. It's not just a question of whether or not oceans rise. The actual mass, the physical mass of the Earth is moving about. And I was wondering, well, what if that could actually have an impact on seismic activity? Now, I will say this, it's not an original thought. I think I've talked about this with people I know before, and I think other people have proposed the same. But it's an interesting subject. Like, what if what we're doing with respect to the environment is actually feeding back on the basic structure of our geology? And if that were true, what if one of the potential safety mechanisms built into Earth itself, either randomly or not randomly? This is where you've got to go to your own religion to figure that shit out. You all know I'm a Christian, so let's just leave it there. But what if, what if our behaviors could be so radically bad that it could trigger something like calderas going off? And if you don't know what a caldera spelled Caldera is essentially a supervolcano. I'm just drinking some water there. A supervolcano is a volcano that is gigantic. Like Yellowstone, I think Yellowstone Lake itself is basically a super volcano. But yes, there's a big super volcano under Yellowstone. And there are many of these around the world. And the general theory now is that these types of events are very much ca they can in fact trigger extinction level type events. But they can also basically push the Earth into a little ice age if they go off. They can put so much materials into the upper atmosphere, they could block out the sun for years. And that could very much push us into an ice age condition for a while. And yeah, people won't be growing food when there's not a lot of sun. Things will get really bad really fast, probably by year five, when the sun starts to pop out again. Most people on Earth will be dead. That's just the sad truth. But potentially that protects us from runaway greenhouse effect. So anyways, that's a weird thought, but I was listening to a Guy McPherson video, and I know I said I wouldn't, I shouldn't. I think people probably should, just because it is another kind of existential ice bucket challenge. If you can listen to Guy McPherson and disagree with the guy but walk away without ruining your day, then I think you're probably in a good place philosophically. If you can listen to him and all you feel is anger and hate him so much, then you're probably not in a good place philosophically. Like you don't have to agree with someone, but you don't, you know, if you don't, especially if you don't agree with someone, you should never let them get under your skin. That's one of the things that troubles me about the contemporary reality. We're convinced everybody's supposed to like everyone. So, ergo, if someone doesn't like you, then they must be some horrible person directing hate beams at you. And the fact is, we're not all gonna like each other. Oh, God. Did anyone not tell you this? Did anyone not fucking tell you this? We're not all going to like each other. Anyways, I don't want to talk any more about super volcanoes, but I had a weird thought because of this earthquake in California. I feel very sad for the people there. My prayers, and this is serious, are out to the families. If you can and you're a Christian, say a prayer for these people. They could use your help. Fact is, these types of disasters are horrible and they can really hurt, you know, they can ruin people's lives. So there it is. Next topic, Stranger Things. Holy fuck. Okay, so as you may or may not be aware, about a week or so ago, I went shopping. I hadn't been shopping in years. I decided to buy some clothes. I hadn't bought any real clothes in years. I mean, I hadn't really seen a point. And one of the t-shirts I bought, because it was the right size and not so much that I cared about the symbols on the front, actually basically just said Stranger Things on it. And so this is my Stranger Things t-shirt. And it is, hey, I liked season one. I kind of like season two. So I actually kind of like the show. But I didn't really buy the t-shirt because I gave a fuck about the show. It was almost better if I didn't care, because that way it was really the purpose of it. Really misdirection. If I'm wearing a t-shirt that says NASA, guess what? That's just, I don't give a fuck about NASA. NASA was founded by a Satanist and a bunch of Nazis. That's how I feel about NASA. But if I wear a t-shirt that says NASA, somebody at Willy Wonka's might start a conversation, say, oh, NASA, they're great. It's like, oh, yeah. And now all of a sudden, I've introduced a mind, you know, a mind, a mind fog of unreality into their reality that I even care about NASA and I don't. So it's good. It helps protect my identity, and that's okay with me. But I did attempt to start to watch Stranger Things season three, and I gotta say, almost from the beginning, I was getting that cringe. Almost every show now that you watch on Netflix has some sort of evil Russian. Some Russian's gonna do this, some Russian did that. Oh my God, the fucking Russians. You know, The Punisher, this last fucking season of The Punisher, I couldn't finish it because the Russians were blackmailing people. And it's like, holy fuck, folks. I know you hate Trump, and I know you're obsessed and believe that voting works. It doesn't. I know you believe that if your person won, things would be better. They're not going to be better. But whatever bullshit delusion you have, this hatred towards Russia is dangerous. It's the kind of thing that feeds towards war. And so here I am watching another fucking show from Netflix that I kind of like called Stranger Things, and they basically turn it into a 1980s, the Soviets are going to come kill us type thriller. And if folks actually knew about the School of the Americas, if they knew that we helped the German chemical companies give Saddam Hussein chemical weapons that he used on his own people, and this is back in the 80s, and this is Rumsfeld, and this is under fucking Reagan and Bush, you fuck, if you want to know. If people actually knew all the fucking details of the dirty, nasty, scummy shit that our CIA has done, not just overseas, but as now seems to be doing right here at home. Yeah, but yet somehow we need to fear the Russians. So I'm sorry, when there's one point, it's just a point. When you see two, it's a line. But a lot of these shows are coming out with these fucking anti-Russian themes, and it's not just Netflix. A lot of fucking shows are doing this whole Russia this and Russia that, and it started a little ways back. It started back, I think, in 2013, you know, where it really started with, you know, a bunch of shows basically making Russia out to be the evil source of darkness, whatever. Folks, we need to get over that shit. We're the one with hundreds of bases worldwide. We're the one surrounding Russia and China. We're the ones that basically break treaties left and right. And if you don't believe me, have a fucking conversation with a drunk Indian chief at your nearby casino. And we're the ones who fucking complain. I gotta tell you, in terms of Christianity in the good book, and I mean the Old Testament too, there are things that happen to people like that, and they're not good. Yeah, so anyways, I was kind of annoyed. I liked the show Stranger Things, but then when all of a sudden it was like there were these evil Russians and, oh, I don't know. I gotta tell you, folks, if you have some fear of Russia but you don't know why, you should sit back and think and do a little reading and a little research. Don't take my word for it. In the history of Russian leaders, Vladimir Putin is probably one of their best. Now, you have to understand, they've had some really terrible leaders. Yeltsin was really terrible. He really was. You know, but, and Gorbachev was no fucking, you know, bowl of grapes. So the bottom line is, they've had a lot of shitty leaders. Putin is not the worst. And from what I can tell, he mostly wants to defend Russia. Well, shit, it seems to me we would do the same. And I can tell you, and you need to be clear on this with respect to the Russia thing, and use a little fucking logic. If the Russians conducted military maneuvers in Mexico and Canada the way that we're currently conducting maneuvers around their territory, I can promise you we would have had World War III a long time ago. So that's my thoughts on all this Russia fear-mongering bullshit. I wish it would end. I don't know if it will, but come on, Netflix, get some better writers. Fucking hire me. Holy shit. I'd write up a storm. I got lots of good show ideas. Next topic. So, this is really terrible, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. Sometimes I go through a phase, and it's a really terrible phase. I mean, there's no better name for it than that. Yeah, sometimes I go through a phase. And it's sort of like, how can I put this? I'm not proud of this. It's very nihilistic. I'm not really currently in this place. But sometimes I go through a phase where I'll shop at, like, those gas stations. Okay? The gas stations that, you know, where healthy food, if we're being honest about it, the healthy food is really just, you know, the glimpus grease, the frombus, the chromium, the Simbic 12. I have a new diet book coming out. called the Chevron Can Diet. funded by Chevron and Mobil Oil Corporation. Yeah, so anyways, sometimes I get into a really dark place and I basically, I'll just buy fucking canned food at the gas station. It's horrible. I don't even know why I'm talking about this other than the fact that it's horrible. The canned food gas station diet. And I think if you only ate food that you could buy at a gas station and you only ate it out of cans, I think that's more or less a guarantee that you're going to get cancer. I mean, pretty much that's how you want to get cancer, only buy food from gas stations and only eat from cans. But anyways, that's pretty messed up. So let's just switch topics again. You see how we're punching and jabbing with reality? That's okay too. It's okay to punch and jab with reality. Sometimes, as the great man, the great theoretician, the great strategist Mike Tyson once said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. That's a fact. Anywho, next topic. Flex Seal. Okay, so... yeah. I was visiting friends this weekend. I don't have cable TV. I'm not afraid I don't have cable TV. I don't feel like it's missing from my life. I don't feel like it's missing from my life that I don't have cable TV, but this one commercial kept popping up. They were watching the Golf Channel, and I'll tell you something about the Golf Channel. The Golf Channel doesn't really contain a lot of golf. It's mostly people talking about their scooters and their golf clothing and posing. Lots of people playing golf and then posing in really, I don't know, sexy ways. Yeah, and then periodically you get these commercials for Flex Seal. And Flex Seal is this amazing sealant that seals anything. You got a hole, you can seal it with Flex Seal. That's what the fucking advertisement said. Now again, I don't have cable TV, so this kind of like streaming in your face type commercialization bullshit, I haven't had a lot of it in recent years. So when I do get exposed to it, I'm almost intrigued. It's like I'm studying cave people and I want to understand their ways. And by the time the Flex Seal commercial is over, I want to buy Flex Seal. I mean, this shit's amazing. If I was on a submarine, I could Flex Seal myself to safety with one of these fucking Flex Seals. Anyways. I don't want to talk about it. But yeah, the commercial shit's weird. I don't really know what to tell you. It kind of freaks me out. I don't know what the next topic's going to be. Well, Yeah, I know you hate this on the other end. Oh, he's just thinking about topics. He's not doing any work. But I think the next topic, it might be the last topic, has to do with the media. Now, folks, you know that I admonish you to get real and not all freaky and bullshitty, but at the same time, life is not all hell. And you need to process shit in your own way. And there, you have to find joy. The world is not a giant dumpster. There is good stuff out there. You just have to look for it. And you need to be thankful for what you have. That's also true. You know, in all this discussion about getting real about the world, you also have to get real about what you have. So when I look around my place, it's true, I don't have a lot, but at least I have something. I have more than most people on planet Earth, and that's just something I wanted to say. If any of you get confused about this, don't be confused. But I was thinking about the media, and one of the things the media does, and I've come to realize this, especially because of the smart device phenomena. One of the things that the media does is they push a massive amount of what I would call micro PTSD dosages. I mean, basically, it's like this earthquake thing. People immediately know about it. They're immediately thinking about it. They don't even live there, but they can immediately sense that there is worry, concern, stress. And it's almost like this connected media culture. And I don't even know if I'm explaining this very well, but it's almost like this fully enmeshed media culture is constantly giving people PTSD, constantly giving people little dosages of trauma. And the trauma itself, it just builds. It's almost like it accumulates. After a while, people are mostly just freaking numb. That kind of explains a lot. It explains a lot of how people respond to the real problems right in front of them. It's like the earthquake is terrible. How about the fucking orcas dying off? How about the ecosystem and the Puget Sound collapsing? This is a real, like, natural disaster happening right here, right now, in live motion. And people are oblivious to it. In many ways, especially at Willy Wonka's, people couldn't give a fuck. They care about Russia, they care about Trump. But if they put half the energy that they put into Trump and Russia into helping the fucking orcas, I wonder what the fuck would happen. And that applies to Trump supporters as well. This isn't about beating up on Democrats or Republicans. I think most of you are kind of stupid if you think voting is a thing that works. It doesn't. It's really quite terrible. Even if it did work, it would mostly be about one group victimizing another. Huzzah. Good for you. Great attainment of civilization, you fuck. But actually, it doesn't work. So, yeah, I think the media kind of gives people an overwhelming amount of this. Oh, I don't know what else to call it, but just one dose of trauma after another, one kind of horrible event after another. And I don't know, maybe there's no way to avoid that with a connected culture, but folks, this is that whole fear of missing out thing. And this is the reason why I think fear of missing out is really a load of shit. It's great to be the early adopter. It's great to be the first one with the phone or the car. But sometimes cars explode and sometimes phones catch fire. So if you're going to be the early adopter, at least accept the fact that you could be exposed to things you might not want to be exposed to. This fear of missing out thing is a kind of bullshit. Listen, you could have been like, I don't know. I was just thinking, you could have like actually been in the midst of some horrible disaster, seeing it happen. Like you could be in California and you could see the earthquake happening. You could be involved in it. Or you could hear about it immediately. Or you could hear about it a few weeks later or a few months later. And I think I would prefer to hear about it a few weeks or a few months later. You know, that's kind of where I'm coming from when it comes to the fear of missing out. This need to know about the trauma of the world instantaneously. It's a schadenfreudic desire that's kind of dangerous, and I'm guilty of it too. And that's why I think even I get some of that fucking PTSD from this bullshit. So, yes, there are real problems we need to face. Yes, it is possible that we are on the verge of some gigantic changes. And change is not always bad, but change can be and often is scary. But it's also the case that life goes on. And sometimes you get to spend the weekend at the lake. Sometimes you get to go for a walk. Sometimes you get to enjoy a healthy dinner that you made because you had the money to buy healthy food at the fucking grocery store. Yeah, there are things that are difficult, that really are challenges, and I am not entirely convinced the human race is going to make it. I have my days. I cannot lie. You want me to tell you that I'm convinced that it's going to be easy or that we have a very good chance. On an optimistic day, I usually think it's 50-50. That's just the way I see the world. Some people see it differently. Maybe most people. But even on those days, I still recognize that there's joy, there's love, there's possibility. And you cannot just give up on the human race. We're pretty crafty people. We do crafty things. Yes, it's true. We often create disasters, but then sometimes, like the Dutch, we figure out creative ways to take advantage of bad situations. We can raise the land from the sea, so to speak. So before we sort of just write off the human race, keep that in mind. We have a lot in common with the crafty little beaver, and give us time, we'll shape the world to survive. So, yeah, these are tough times and it's crazy, but just don't let it all just get to you. Figure out a way to turn it off and walk away from it. Don't be afraid to not be the first person that finds out. And on that note, because I think I'm kind of just not into it tonight, but on that note, I think I'm going to end this podcast. I hope you're having a good evening. I hope everybody out there is doing okay. It's good to remember the things you have. Don't forget that. Don't forget the things you have. You know, it's just one of those things. And I don't know. Don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you, but just, you know, remember hope. Beans? Oh, fuck. Fucking beans. Yes, beans. Yes, beans. Yes, beans. I'll do that. Yes, beans. Yes. Yes. I will by next weekend. Beans has just told me I got a whole new mission statement. I got to get prepared for it. We should all get ready for the week. Beans is doing okay. He didn't exactly get what he wanted this weekend. He had some conversation, some issues. But let's remember, Beans has got his own fucking problems because he's a goddamn French bulldog. And have a great evening. And bye.